You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Please hold.
What am I holding for?
I'm muting.
Thank you.
Oh, wait. What am I talking about? My phone's been on silent since 2021.
Has it?
Yeah.
No, I heard it ring. No, yes, no. I heard it ring this morning. Ring. I heard it ring this morning.
You're hearing things. You're hearing noises.
I'm not hearing anything. I've heard it ring.
You forgot to clap.
I clapped.
The computer didn't hear it.
Yeah.
Oh.
You would think by episode 43, we would know this by now.
You can't load a dishwasher the same way after episode 433 of loading the dishwasher. So why today would I think this would change?
That's so rude.
It's called a segue.
All right.
Witred! Perfect. That's it. We have the intro song. Sure. Done.
Welcome back to another episode of Sheena Interrupted. Interrupted
in the cold.
In the cold.
It's not that cold.
It's fine. If you like what you hear, what you see, and if you haven't already, I'm wondering why, but please hit that subscribe button.
Yeah.
Right here.
Yeah.
Our subscriptions have kind of plateaued a little bit, so I would love for you to hit that subscribe button.
I would love for you to not care about how many subscribers you have.
I mean, it's just something to, again, 1%. I say this every week, 1%.
So we have
this
to grow 1% every week.
Yeah.
With compound interest, we're going to be huge.
Well, I mean, look we around are growing. Us.
Yeah.
We're growing. We have a new table today.
I was shocked.
Why?
By how little of what is happening down here people see on the cameras.
Yeah.
I looked and I just saw like a lamp that's not plugged in, showering fake grass. All of these items we had before.
No.
So the thing has changed colors. The wall has changed colors. The walls are changed
colors. We have a new rug. Cannot see. We have this new table.
Cannot see.
I have another table coming in.
Yeah, also cannot see.
This week.
And the plan from the bedroom, this guy is a traveling salesman. He goes up and down, up and down.
And we have a new...
Brand new floors cannot see.
Listen, just listen. We have a new coffee table coming this week. And we have two swivel chairs and a couch coming at the beginning of December. So it's coming together.
Yeah.
By the time...
Are we going to talk about the baby's bottom in the room?
What's the baby's bottom? Oh! Your face!
You know they've been waiting five minutes for you to explain what's happening.
Sorry. He shaved. Everyone, he shaved.
It's a me, mustachio. They can see.
Yep, he shaved. And if you can't see, you should check it out on YouTube. Check out this week's podcast.
Why did you take my eyebrows off?
I did?
Yeah.
I did not.
Yeah, this guy has no eyebrows.
First of all, it's an eyebrow. He's not an eyebrow.
He has no eyebrows.
Yeah, he has no eyebrows.
Why does he have no eyebrows? That's so weird. I didn't even notice until now.
So last week we shaved your face.
We did?
Yeah.
Why we did this?
We did a deal with Gillette and they requested that we shave your face.
And she approved before talking to me.
I did.
What kind of a savage beast are you? Just said, yeah, sounds good. Let's do it.
And it was great.
All right. Well, this episode is going to be...
Eyebrows?
I don't know how to fix it quickly.
Okay.
We don't have the luxury of time, my friend. So.
Okay. Eyebrow free.
It's okay. You can't even see. I live in the digital realm.
You can't even see it properly. Eyebrow
free. If anyone asks, just tell them they fell from my eyes to my upper lip. Because my mustache here is like two thin pencil marks that you've given me.
I love that you say I have done it. Like I was this mastermind. I did not do
this. I opened this and this is the way it produced itself today.
Okay.
You say, come downstairs. It's time to film. I come. I turn on the equipment. I look at myself in the digital mirror.
Yeah.
Eyebrows have fallen to upper lip.
You look great.
Beard is gone.
You're welcome. So Trid has no eyebrows and no facial hair other than
my eyebrows
on
my lip.
Okay. Welcome back. Hope you guys had a nice week. This episode.
Don't talk to each other.
I had a cool idea. What if you and I were not married, but we were roommates?
Because that works.
That works. What if we were roommates? Because I've never had a roommate before. So, you know, I thought maybe we could like chat about it.
All roommates, we are roommates.
We're also married.
Yeah.
And when you're married, you sort of, you act as more than roommates. Yes, we are also roommates. But roommates behave
just like us. They just don't tell you.
No, they do not.
They do.
No, they absolutely do not.
The only difference is they each have to keep their own boxes of mac and cheese in the cupboard.
Yeah.
They don't share mac and cheese.
They also have to clean like their own spaces.
No. Yeah, they
clean. Have to put their own stuff away.
I put my stuff away. You put your stuff away.
That's not true.
Oh, yeah. Neither of us puts our stuff away. We hire someone to put our stuff away now. Thank you for listening to the number one podcast you're listening to right now. With your help, we now have somebody that puts our stuff away.
Okay.
Sometimes our stuff goes in spaces we wouldn't think our stuff would go to, but it's still fun because we didn't have to do it. I found a size small boy's sweater hanging in your closet today.
Because the boy is as big as you are now.
No, it's in your closet.
It's okay. He's as big as I am now.
So you can borrow it.
Yeah, I know. I will.
It's yours.
Okay. So I was thinking, what if you and I were roommates? How would we divvy up our responsibilities in the house?
Okay.
And what are some of the ground rules that we might establish?
None.
Zero?
No ground rules.
That's not true.
You can eat my cheese.
If we were roommates,
I can borrow your Tabasco sauce.
Would you buy cheese?
Me?
Yeah. Or would I be responsible for all the grocery shopping?
I don't know.
Like you would have to start doing things. So I thought about this before the episode started. You take care of like our lives as a big picture.
Yeah.
So you manage a lot of like the financial stuff. You manage...
our burial plots. I got a good deal. I bought them.
Did you really? Yeah. No, you didn't.
I did.
We're not going to be buried.
I know.
So then?
It's like this big. It's just a place to plant our ashes with like some
Where is it?
Huh?
Where is it?
Oh, you really want to know?
Yeah, I really want to know.
Wayne Gretzky's backyard.
Oh my God.
He's selling burial plots.
You did not do that. Okay. So yeah, so you manage like big picture stuff and I think I handle or I used to handle a lot more of the day to day and over the last few maybe months I don't know that we've swapped, but I know that you've definitely taken over a few more of the like day to day roles or you're trying at least.
Am I?
I think so.
Okay.
Like I used to do all the pickups, drop offs, activities, all of that stuff. And now I just can't manage because I'm working as well. So now you take over half of it.
I do?
I think so.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I'm happy to hear this.
You didn't think so?
I never kept count before, and I don't keep count now. So I actually don't realize a lot of these things.
I didn't keep count. It's not that. It's that when I stopped to think about this from the point of view of like roommates and what each person is responsible for. When you have a roommate, you're still responsible for all of your stuff.
Yeah.
Whereas you and I, we're not responsible for just ourselves.
Yeah. If you have a roommate.
Yeah.
And you have children with your roommate. Yeah. Then you have to take care of them like co-parenting roommates. So that's what we're doing.
Yes. But when I wasn't working, it was the more of the day-to-day stuff I was taking care of and more of the higher level, big picture stuff you were taking care of.
So what am I doing now? I'm doing this stuff and more of this stuff? And you're doing this stuff and more of this stuff?
I don't think I'm doing this stuff.
So what are you doing with yourself? Sitting in the basement? Why are you sitting in the basement in the cold with two plants?
It's really
one
cold.
Is real, one is fake.
It's really cold down here.
So, but look, it's better to sit down here in the cold with a fake plant and a real plant than to do pickups. It's true. And someone else is folding your underwear and putting it in your daughter's drawer and taking your son's sweaters, putting it in your closet.
Yeah, we've graduated to having a little bit of help. Yeah, so that's been really nice.
Yeah.
But how do you think things would be different if we were roommates? Do you think we'd have like a system for whose day it would be to wash the dishes or whose turn it would be to like clean up the bathroom?
No, I think we would pitch in. And we would say, okay, we want to get a cleaner to do the, like, once a week to come and clean. Because I don't think either of us would want to do that.
Yeah.
I mean, when we were poor, you still didn't do that. So I don't think
I did that gonna change. For many, many, many
months?
Years.
No. Bathroom?
Yes.
We would just buy that duck and stick him under and say, that's good enough.
Not true.
Yeah. Toilet bowl duck. What's his name?
Absolutely not.
You'd
true.
Spray the thing and then just leave it.
That's called cleaning.
No, you never put the brush inside.
I did.
No, you're just like squirt, squirt, good enough.
No.
It's like how Jay showers before he has to go out.
I cleaned our house and our bathroom. I did our laundry.
I did all of the dishes.
You didn't do the toilet stuff. I did.
And why did that toilet look like that? We had to move out. They didn't even give security deposit back. If you would have cleaned, we would have gotten the security
That's
deposit back.
Not true.
It's not true.
I did years of cleaning toilets.
No.
Yes.
No, I never noticed even once. Why do we have to switch out the toilet full thing every 2 years?
You're such a liar.
I didn't even use that bathroom.
There was only one bathroom.
I used to go pee in nature in the morning. Exceptionally hard in the winter.
You're such a liar.
But then I wouldn't have to shovel the driveway. So there was a trade-off. Just melt the ice.
You're such a liar. I did years of cleaning the bathroom.
Okay, so we'd still pitch in to clean the bathroom, or I would hire you. Apparently, you would do it. For the groceries?
You cannot hire your roommate.
Yeah, of course you can.
No, you cannot.
If your roommate's an accountant, you can't hire them to do your accounting?
Yeah, but you cannot hire your roommate to clean your bathroom.
Why not?
No.
This week it's your turn.
Yeah.
You do it for free.
Okay.
Next week it's my turn. I don't want to do it. I'm going to pay someone to. You want the money or I'm going to hire this other person from 1-800-toiletcleaners.com?
No.
You don't want it? I'll hire someone else.
In bad taste to offer to hire your roommate.
It's
if you
not.
Have a roommate, don't offer
I
to hire
I think you should offer to hire them to do all the things and say, hey, look, here's the quote. You want it? You don't even have travel time. 20% discount.
No.
You want the cash? No. You go to work. You'll get paid less per hour.
No.
To go to the to where you go to work. Instead, you get paid more per hour to clean your own house the way you like it.
Oh, my God.
This is the same reason I give cash for birthdays and you give
gift cards
in bags with paper to throw
I'm
away.
Curious to know what people think on this subject.
Yeah.
Okay. Put in the comments below.
Put in the comments why
would
you hate
you,
logic.
Would you hire your roommate to clean
you can, you
your
can offer
toilet?
To hire, you can offer to hire your roommate. What if your roommate happens to be a house cleaner? Does that change anything?
Possibly. No. No.
No.
No.
They can
I
go clean other people's houses, but
I
not
think
yours.
It's like, yeah. If you're going to share a house with somebody, you have to share the responsibility.
Okay, so I'm
going
to ask
cannot,
my roommate.
If you put it on your roommate, or even if you tell your roommate, I'm going to pay you to do this, it creates like an imbalance in like the responsibilities. It creates an imbalance in like just the overall energy of the house, and you will have resentment. I'm telling you, you will have resentment.
You're talking like the crazy now.
No.
This is what the person does for their job.
No.
Okay, I will ask my house cleaning roommate if they can recommend somebody to come clean our house because I don't trust them to clean our house. You so bad at your job, you go do it for other people, but not here. You send me one of your friends.
You're picking the one exception where it like is the line is blurred with the fact that the person could be a house cleaner.
I'm just saying offer it to them if they need the money. They'll say they'd be so happy.
Create a bad situation, like a total imbalance in the
what imbalance? This is what imbalance is there?
Because you need to feel like your guys are on the same playing field.
Why? What if one room's slightly bigger?
I mean, I guess it's who found the house first.
No, it's whoever's paying more.
I don't know.
So if I find the house and you have the bigger room.
Yeah. And I pay more.
What happens?
You're just paying more for the space. Yeah. It has nothing to do with
who should clean the toilet. If one man finds a house and one woman pays more for rent, who should clean the toilet? This is the SAT question.
No, it has nothing to do with who has the bigger room.
Oh, so that's not an imbalance.
Why are you doing this?
I'm just saying, the bigger room has an attached bathroom. The other one has a separate bathroom.
Then each person has to just clean their own bathroom.
Yes, but who has the power? The one with the bigger room with the bathroom attached?
No.
No?
No.
So you wouldn't mind giving me the fake big room with the big bathroom
attached?
I'd
be fine with it if you cleaned your own bathroom.
Yeah, I'm not cleaning it. I'm paying someone to clean it.
Okay.
I'll offer you the job if you want it.
I don't
it.
Want
you
the
don't
job.
Want it, no problem. I'll pay your friend. Okay. Your partner in your cleaning service can come. And I'll tell that partner, please don't give her anything from this sale because that's going to cause resentment.
My point is you've only created this hypothetical situation with a house cleaner to confuse the issue.
What if my roommate makes meals for a living?
Okay.
They're a chef.
Yeah.
Now, all of a sudden, if I want to, should I go get HelloFresh or should I say, hey, you do this for a living?
Yeah.
But because you're my roommate, I can't hire you. I'm going to go get HelloFresh.
Well, maybe the roommate wants a break from cooking for people.
So they can say no.
Yeah.
I'm just saying offer. I'm not saying take the roommate's hands and make them clean your toilet. Come here. Give me your hands. Get to work.
Making that, the
you'd
dinner.
You'd have to be married to do those things. You can't do those things with a roommate.
Making the dinner is different than cleaning your bathroom.
Should propose first if you want to get these services.
Making the dinner is different from cleaning the bathroom.
Why?
Because it's just a different...
One goes in, the other comes out. It's the same system.
No, it's not.
It's kind of the same ingredients, even if you think about
okay,
it.
Okay, let's...
If you dissect it.
Oh, God.
You know there's a camera now if you have to do like some sort of a...
Like a colonoscopy?
Yeah, anything to do with your digestive tract.
Yeah. You
swallow the camera.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
Like it's a little piece and you swallow it like a pill?
No, it's a Canon D90. You have to eat the whole thing, but they give you 2 hours. What questions you're asking? How you swallow a full camera?
What's wrong with you?
Me. You're asking if it's a big camera. I'm telling you have to eat the thing and you're asking, is it big?
I didn't say that.
Do you have to eat the camera? No. No, you just take your photo and then it automatically
I
does.
I did not ask.
Take a picture, selfie of your stomach with your iPhone.
Big camera. I just said it's a little thing that you have to swallow like a pill.
You asked.
I asked.
Yeah, how can you ask such a... What else is it going
to
be?
Because it could have been attached to like a wire.
You want a USB pill?
And then have you
pull
never,
it out like that?
Have you never done like
flossing?
A,
yes.
No. If you've ever taken pictures of your tonsils or of your throat.
What pastimes you have? When do you do that? This is what you're doing when I'm going, but we're hiring people to clean the bathroom. They're sitting there taking selfies of your tonsils. No wonder we keep losing cleaning people. I think this lady is mad. I bet you stand on the sink and you take photos. Yes, you could take a pill. It's not a full camera. It's a pill.
And
you eat it.
Camera. Listen, stop for a second.
Yeah.
Listen to my words. Years ago, I had a polyp on my vocal cord and I had to go to the ENT and he had to take images and video. So what they do is they put a camera that is attached to like this wire. It's a very, very thin thing. And they put it in your throat.
They put a rabbit in your mouth? What are you doing like this? They burrowed through your body to go see the polyps? You had an alien thing inserted in your probe?
Are you nuts?
No. Did they go from your anus? all the way up just for entertainment, then why they had to go like this?
You go from your nose.
Your nose? Well, your mouth was doing what?
You don't go from your mouth. You go from your nose into the back.
And this guy, where you went? The He's back like of CVS? He gave you a thing? He's like, here, come see me? No. It was your roommate. You paid him. Your roommate was like, he worked at CVS and you paid him, didn't you? No. Why would you go from the nose to get to the throat because, when you can go from the mouth?
Because you, I don't know. It's the see, path of the least resistance. People,
this is the path of least resistance through my brain from my nasal cavity to my throat.
That's what they said. And I trust them because they're ENTs and I am not. Mm-hmm. That's what makes me different from you. But I Correct. Know for a fact that if you went to an ENT and he said, look back, you would just look back. You would not question what he was doing.
Anyways, back to my story.
Fine. Back to your pill. So it's a pill.
Yes, it's a pill.
That you swallow.
Not a Polaroid, a pill.
Got it.
You swallow it.
Yeah.
It takes photos.
Yeah.
Then you have to retrieve the camera.
You have to poop it out.
Yeah.
So how many days?
No, not only do you have to poop it out. You have to poop it out and then take the camera and take it to go get the photos developed.
No way.
Yes.
No.
You can't flush the camera down the toilet. That's what I
really
learned.
That's really gross.
That's what they do.
Wait, so somebody has to go fishing?
You! You! I wouldn't even hire a roommate for that job. Even I would do that one myself. You poop in a bag. And then you break your poop.
No, you don't.
Yeah, because you need to get the camera pill out. No way. Yes. All the medical professionals, I know we have a heavy Indian audience. That means 80% of our audience listening now knows this is true because they're related to someone that
does
this.
We have to change topics.
Comments.
Let's
move comments.
In this hypothetical situation, I would never
You'd
volunteer.
Rather do this from your anus.
I would never voluntarily sift through my feces to
get
go
the small camera.
I think this is
you
complete
rather
BS.
Put
something in my nose.
No,
yes,
they have to go from the anus.
I would rather do that.
You would
Knock
rather get anus.
Knock me
You'd
out.
You'd rather get in the anus than eat a camera
they would
pill.
Knock me out.
You
they
heard
would.
It here, folks. You heard it here. Oh man. The things that are coming out today and going in. I don't know what's going on, but I want a new roommate.
Okay.
I don't want to be just alone, me and you. I want a third roommate because
Before
I don't know what
we
all
continue,
you'll do.
Let's take a quick break.
I don't want to take a break.
A word from our sponsor.
Is it like someone of like Metamucil this week?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Cuando vas a la venta de verano de JCPenney y usas el cupón de 25% extra, no solo encontrarás un vestido vibrante y fresco para el verano con 25% extra. Encontrarás los zapatos, el bolso y toda la onda con 25% de descuento extra. La prueba está en el recibo. Sí, es JCPenney. Cupón válido del 27 al 29 de junio en selección de estilos. Aplican algunas exclusiones. Detalles en la tienda o jcp.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With a $5 meal deal with new McValue, you pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Prices and participation may vary. McDouble meal $6 in some markets for a limited time only.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Okay, we're back.
We're back. You're still refusing to change your answer.
I refuse.
You will not take a pill. You'd rather be violated by a camera in the anus.
I would rather be knocked out and have that happen while I was out.
When you wake up, you'll be like, ow.
I sat on something. But I don't have to go through and sift through my feces. Ugh, that is...
What if you close your eyes? It'd feel like Play-Doh.
No way. Yuck.
Would you hire someone to do that?
Never.
You wouldn't?
No.
You'd rather get pain in the bum?
Yeah.
Than hire someone?
100%.
What if you go to the hospital?
Yeah, then?
And they say, okay, just poop in this bag. And give us the bag.
Sure, then
that's fine.
That's not...
That's called hiring someone to sift through your poop. They're going to pay someone to break the turds open and find the cameras.
I can't talk about this anymore.
It's like those eggs. You put a quarter...
I'm going to vomit.
You know those quarter machines? And then that thing comes out and you have to crack it open and there's like a ring inside?
No, we can't talk about this anymore. Can we change topic?
Yeah. So what else? Is that it? What else do you have to talk about with your roommates?
How do you separate the dishwashing?
Everyone washes their own dishes.
Or one person could wash on Monday, one person could wash on Tuesday.
What food are you eating?
That's the thing. If it's joint food, you and I were roommates, what would we do?
We'd probably not eat together a lot.
You think so?
Yeah.
I think I would eat. I would be responsible for the cooking and you would be responsible for the cleanup.
Why?
Because you don't cook.
But I don't have to always eat what you're cooking in that scenario.
This is true.
Now I'm forced.
Because we're married?
Yeah.
No one's forcing you.
No, I care about your feelings. If you're my roommate, I'm like, I don't care. It's someone else's problem.
Wait,
I'm not
eating
that.
If I was not your wife,
yeah,
you would just go out and eat?
I ate a smoothie candle today for breakfast. did you forget?
No.
Did I take the glass, put it on its side and roll it on the table and no liquid came out.
And you drank it because I'm your wife?
Yes.
No, it was so delicious.
If you're my roommate and I saw this thing, I would think you were making candles. I would have left.
It's because of the blueberries. The blueberries congealed the
smoothie. Roommates don't make each other smoothies.
No, they don't.
No. Unless... Would you sneak into my room as my roommate? Because then I might have had the smoothie.
No.
No, yeah, I'm no way I'm drinking that thing in this situation then.
What would I sneak into your room and do? Roommates don't do that.
Yeah.
If then you complicate
have
thing.
Ever snuck into your roommate's no, room, then you leave complicate a comment, tag issues. Your roommate and say, hey, I'm coming over tonight.
No, because then you complicate things.
Or you don't.
Or you do.
Or you don't.
It's bound to get complicated.
No, maybe it gets easier.
Maybe then you'll get married?
No, maybe.
Start dating?
Yeah, I don't know.
Then you're not roommates anymore.
That's not what the lease says.
That's true.
Okay, so dishwasher loading.
Yeah.
I think I would hold a clinic for any roommates. Mm-hmm. I would put a chart up on the wall to show what... Oh, I should do that at home. I'm going to do that.
Like with me?
No. Just whoever's going to load it, I'll put a photo on the wall.
Okay, saying, can this I just ask you section. A question?
Yeah.
What makes you think...
Because I read the manual.
That you know how to load the dishwasher.
I don't. GE does.
What? There are many ways to load a dishwasher.
The little sticks that come out of the trays to hold things are there for a reason. And that reason is ignored by everybody.
How many dishes do you think you can put in 32. Additionally?
No, nothing additional. That's the problem. Dishwashers should come with a set of dishes.
Yeah.
When you get it, you should open it and all the clean should be there.
Okay.
It should be allocated like that way. Then there's never this issue.
Okay.
Nobody needs their own dishes. Mm. I just want GE dishes or Maytag dishes or whoever you use.
Yeah.
Unfortunately,
yeah.
People like big mugs.
Yeah.
People like small mugs. Yeah. People like different size glasses.
Yeah.
So you have to trust the people that make the dishwasher.
Or you have to holders. Just, or you have to just trust the people that use the dishwasher more regularly than the other people.
That's the shocking part of the story. It really is. Believe me, it brings me no joy to explain that I do this so few times, yet I was able to master the art of how to put these things in.
Why?
And then I open it, and it looks like there's a raccoon that got hit with a tranquilizer dart and quickly did things before it passed out. And then you just look and you wonder how would this happen?
Okay, so if we were roommates, you would be responsible for...
Images on the wall to show how to do it.
Let's play a different game.
Yeah.
If we were roommates, who would be allocated the certain tasks because they do them better?
Okay.
Okay. So loading the dishwasher.
I would have to do that.
You would have to do
Yes,
that.
Under your rules. Of this game.
Okay, what else would you do because you do it better?
Anything vehicle related.
Like driving?
Also, yes. But I meant like if there was something, the car had to go for repairs or the brakes were squeaking.
But that's just taking a car to the mechanic.
Yeah, but then you have to stand there, hands on hips and be like, oh yeah, I heard the noise. Yeah, yeah.
You're saying you do that better?
100%. You know, you just double check the time belt. Yeah. And the alternator note. It's not 15,000 miles. So I don't know. I don't know what I'm saying. I'm not pretending to know. At least I know what words to pretend like I know so I don't get robbed
so
by the mechanic.
So that's what you
man.
Do better. So if we were roommates, you would have to take my car in for a service.
Yeah.
Not do the service.
No, I might do some of the service.
Just take it in for the service.
Yeah. Okay. Recycling. Garbage and
I'm
recycling
not capable
related.
Of recycling.
You are. I'm just better at it.
I don't think you can be better or
I'm
worse.
I'm better because I do it more. Otherwise, you would do it. So I'm better by default because you don't do it. So
I see where this is going. There. I see where
no,
this
No, you have so many things you can say.
Like what?
Like decorate.
I decorate
fake
better.
And real plants.
I decorate better.
Yes.
Are you sure you're sticking to that?
Yeah.
Because whenever I try to decorate, you have a lot of opinions.
But you're better at it.
Okay.
With some guidance. I'm better at guiding decorators. You're better at cooking than I am.
Yeah.
You're better at singing. So if we were in a
No, but that's
singing,
not a roommate job.
What if it's a birthday party?
Oh my God.
I'm not going to sing. You'll have to sing.
Literally, this is what you could
What
come
are roommate
up with?
Jobs? Vacuuming. Who's better? Even. I think we're even at vacuuming.
I think we're
Neither
even.
Of us has done it in 7 years.
I have vacuumed. I vacuumed this carpet right here. I did a good job.
I vacuumed that sandbag that busted out because we were throwing it at each other.
Yeah. Okay.
Driving imaginary children.
You're better?
Pretty even.
Oh.
Unless it's a sporting event in another state, then I'm very good at that.
Okay.
If it's...
What about like folding laundry?
You're better.
Okay.
But I'm very good at assisting for sheets that require a secondary set of hands.
Just you're good at holding your hand.
No, I'm inverting. Now I know you have to put the in and flip it over and all that. I know.
Uh-huh.
What else? Not much to life other than eating, wearing clothes.
Yeah.
Cleaning organizing. Your bathroom. Organizing what?
House, the house.
What does that mean, organizing? Like...
I'm much
logistics
better.
Logistics of it, like putting it on a calendar?
No.
No, I'm better.
No, actually physically doing it, organizing the house.
Like, what does that mean?
Like organizing cupboards and drawers and cabinets and...
You're better.
I'm better at that.
Yeah.
Okay, so I would be responsible for organizing the house.
Yeah, but not the clothes.
What do you mean not the clothes?
I think I organize my clothes better than you organize yours.
No, because your clothes are easier to organize. Men's clothes come in
small, medium, large.
But they come in fewer shapes.
Double XL.
No, you have t-shirts.
Triple XL.
You have short sleeve, long sleeve t-shirts.
XL.
And then you have shirts. Yeah. And then you have pants.
Speedos.
You don't have Speedos.
But they have.
I'm just saying, your clothes are easier to organize.
Yeah, because yours, sometimes you don't even know how to wear them.
Like what?
That sweater thing. You have these things where like the arm goes here, the head goes there. You can't tell if it's a scarf or a blanket. You have random things.
That women's clothes come in like different shapes.
They don't always open.
The shape?
There's like one hole at the top. You have to put the whole body from the top or the bottom.
Exactly.
Why do you wear
these
things?
So that's why it's harder to organize women's clothes. But our house is more organized because of me. Wait. I had something to say. So if you could trust me to... organize your whole house, including your closet and the kitchen. How come you don't trust me in organizing the dishwasher?
I don't think there should be dishwashers.
When you have roommates?
Yeah.
You don't think
you should get one cup, one glass, one fork, one spoon, one knife, one plate. That's it. One bowl.
What about
the other
person?
You just eat and you wash.
What if you have a person over?
What? They can bring their own cutlery. We're gluttons for goods.
Also,
like, need more plates.
Also,
this comes in a 10 pack. Yes, one day I'll have 10 people. Bring more plates. So, what if someone brings a friend? Oh, 12 plates. It's like us.
We didn't have
children. We had a house with so many rooms.
Yeah. Because we
These chairs, we bought extra chairs
for
a living room that couldn't fit the chairs in case we need them one day for someone. So now we brought them to the basement.
The dining room does fit them all.
When your friends come, tell them to bring a chair.
I don't like that.
Yeah. You said this is not a good thing to say to people.
That is not a good thing to say to people. Just like you can't tell people to bring their cutlery and their crockery.
I think you should tell. No, crockery? We have one pot. What kind of an inhuman? Why? Why do you always take the things and make them so ridiculous that no one will believe my theory? It's not nice.
You think
you're going to tell people to bring their own crockery? You mockery my story now. I'm the one making the food. How can they bring their own crockery?
You cannot tell somebody.
Oh, potluck.
You cannot tell somebody to bring their own plate to your house. It's rude. It's rude.
It's not rude.
It is rude.
It's like, oh, hey, by the way, when you're on, can you just bring a plate?
Will you just have like paper plates?
That's a waste.
Exactly. So why can't you have two plates?
They could
plates?
Use their hands.
Oh my God. Maybe one of you can use the plate, one of you can use the bowl.
Some cultures just put the food in the middle of the table.
Yeah.
And they all eat.
Yeah.
Why don't we do that?
Because it's unhygienic.
Who said? Wash your hands. Wash your table. We can put it in one casserole.
When you eat with your hands and you like lick your hands and then you put the same thing back in the middle of the thing, all of
you. Why are you doing that? You've never eaten like this? You're so dirty. You do like this. Chup, and you grab your piece. Okay. Then you eat just from yours. And you don't do like this in the middle of other people's food.
You've eaten like this?
Yeah.
You do chup.
Yeah, chup, my piece. And that's it.
Okay.
I take my own plate. So I just go chup in my... I use the bowl for that.
Oh.
It's like camping rules.
That's not camping rules. Everybody.
You've never
just...
been camping?
No, I haven't actually.
So then, how you know?
You haven't either.
I know.
So?
I play a camping simulator on my iPhone.
Okay.
We do chop each other's food. Okay, what is this episode you've taken me down? It's a very weird episode.
The roommate stuff.
I can't pay your bills if you're my roommate.
I mean, one person could be responsible for paying all the bills, like the electricity and the
cable. Oh, like that. I would probably have to do that.
You would probably have to do that.
Remember when you did it for a while? I kept a whole binder.
I didn't like doing it. It was no fun. I do not like paying bills.
I know.
It's not enjoyable. That's why
your car got towed twice.
It's not enjoyable.
No.
No. Like to have to think about it every month.
Financial hygiene is not enjoyable to you?
No, actually, it's really, really not. Like hygiene and organization that I can see that's tangible is...
What if I stick all the bills on the walls?
That would just stress me out.
Yeah.
But it's weird because physical organization is very appealing to me, but financial organization has no appeal at all. Like it stresses me out. But they're one and the same. You're very financially organized and I am a mess and I am very physically organized and you are not.
You realize how I have no problem with this anymore.
I know you don't.
I'm doing so well with my acceptance.
Of my organization?
Of just madness in all its beautiful forms. I'm sure there'll be a container for nuts. You probably bought one.
Do you think that I am nuts?
No.
Oh.
I think you're just like, we're all special people. You're a special person.
I know. I'm fabulous.
I didn't say that. I said you're a special person. I am fabulous.
I don't need you to tell me.
Okay, good.
I'm fabulous.
Good.
Great.
You should put that on your roommate application because I'm kicking you out.
Why do you get to kick me out?
I have a bigger room. I clean your toilets for 3 months.
You do not. I cannot believe that I cleaned the bathroom for so many years and you did not notice.
Not even once.
Like, because I just did it so well.
No, I think normally you don't notice because of the opposite. You can normally see when something's done well.
That's
so
not
if anyone's
true.
Looking for a third roommate that can sing, maybe clean the bathroom, that can organize the crap out of the pantry, hit her up. Oh, no, you're married now. What am I saying? Are you looking for roommates?
Are I'm very you confused. Throwing me out?
No, I thought you're looking. Maybe you could get a part-time job as a roommate.
I don't want a
If you're looking for a part-time roommate... Wait, would that be when I travel or when I'm home?
No, I'm not moving out. If anybody wants to move out, you can do it.
Oh, what if we get a roommate?
I don't want a roommate.
Why don't we get it? Like, if we would like to hire a roommate.
I don't want
It's a reverse rent. We will pay you to come live with us. So we can offer you money to clean our bathroom.
I do not
To see
want
if you would be
roommate.
Interested in that money. We'd prefer a house cleaner or someone that is... enjoys sifting through feces.
No!
Because we have to go do colonoscopy soon. Or both.
You're gross.
You're gross.
I'm.
You're the one who wants to bring other people home.
I don't. I actually said I do not want a roommate. I'm very, very happy with the way that things are.
Then why are you complaining?
I'm not. It was just a what if.
These episodes are better when you don't bring your laptop.
Yeah?
Get to talk about the real things.
Yeah.
That matter.
Like
cameras that you eat. Mm-hmm. Would you rather eat a whole camera than sift through your poop?
I never said.
No, if that you had to either sift through your poop or eat a Polaroid.
You cannot eat a Polaroid.
You could try.
You would die.
No.
Yeah, of course you would.
Why?
Like you break it and then just eat piece by piece by piece by piece. No.
No, but you could bread it and fry it first and put ketchup.
No.
You could eat anything with ketchup. It's fiber.
No, you cannot.
You know some clothes are edible?
Yes.
Would you eat an edible clothing? If you're really hungry.
Yeah, then I would.
You would?
Yeah.
Even after you wore it?
No. No.
Why not?
How did we go down this road?
Because it's because of your digestive issues.
I don't have digestive issues.
Then why are you eating those cameras?
I'm not. You're the one who told me the story.
Would you eat a black and white one or a color one?
I'm not eating cameras.
If the color camera was slightly bigger.
Yeah.
But it was color. Would
but
you
I'm
eat that
still
one?
Not eating cameras.
You're rather, oh yeah, you're still, you're like
100%.
Here, plunger me up.
It's not a plunger. It's so thin. Why are you making
How do you
that
know
face?
The size of the camera?
Because
that they
these
use?
Cameras are like really, really, really thin.
And why do they have to make the pill version?
So the people don't have to go under and stick it in their sleep.
Mm.
But I'm not going to do that. I'm not sifting through
You're
my...
You're not going to do which one?
I'm not going to swallow a pill.
You won't swallow
I
the camera.
I will not swallow the camera.
Will
camera.
You eat a Polaroid photo?
I actually
photo?
Think you made this whole thing up. I don't think it exists.
Would you eat a Polaroid picture?
No.
Why?
Why would I do that?
I mean, I don't know. You wanted to eat a camera. I figured you start with photos, start small and
build up. I never said that I wanted.
Maybe there's a circus person who eats things. You know, they eat like glass. Why can't they eat a camera?
I need a new roommate.
What does that mean?
Looking for a new... I'm replacing you.
Who can eat glass?
No, I'm replacing... Because this is ridiculous.
What?
This conversation.
Are you going to sing a weird song at the end or no?
We keep this love in a photograph. We keep these memories for ourselves. Where our eyes are never closing. Hearts are always open. Time's forever frozen still.
Why the hell did you get rid of my eyebrows? This is ridiculous.
I didn't get rid of
your eyebrows. I want my eyebrows back, bro.
I did not get rid of your eyebrows. Okay, I think this...
I'm going...
You're leaving?
I'm going now.
Okay, I think this roommate episode...
We're not going to be roommates.
We are not built to be roommates.
We're just going to stay married.
Having said that, I spoke to somebody years ago and she made a very, very good point. She said to me, when you are married to someone, there are times where you feel like you can't keep your hands off of each other and you do want to do everything for each other. And then there's a time also in your life where you might find yourself being like roommates. And I do think that
what's the difference?
Well, one, you like can't exist without the other. And
where
one,
are we now?
Right now? I think we're somewhere in the middle. Like, I think we're happy and we love doing stuff for each other and we know what our responsibilities are, but we're not like every man for himself. I do think that we have found ourselves to be like that, like roommates from time to time.
How? When?
Like when we're not really connecting.
That's not roommates when you just hide from each other.
But
roommates like each other, bro.
Not all roommates like each other.
Then they move out.
No, sometimes they're stuck in that lease. I've met many people who like don't get along with their roommates, but they're like, whatever, the rent is good and she's not home that much. So
we should get one of those.
No, we don't need a roommate.
How much do you think we could get for this room?
We do not need more.
I want one of them.
I don't want a roommate.
Like a weirdo that comes and goes and you're like, oh, the rent is good.
No, we don't need that.
If you want to be a weirdo and live here. But no normal. I don't want nice people. I want like someone really bring some excitement.
Why do you want that?
Because then you're looking, you're like, oh, who drove them off? You're looking from the curtain. Ooh, what happened? Oh my God.
I don't want that. I have no desire to have that.
Why are you dressed like a lizard?
So I don't want a roommate necessarily, like per se, but I think that roommates teach you a lot about what you're good at and what you appreciate about people and what, and that's not
you
an
experience. You do all of that for me.
Yeah, but it took us a little while to get there. And we had the added like layer of being married. So there's that complexity that comes with like when you're married to somebody, even if you don't like doing it, you might have to do it because you're in a relationship with that person.
But then you enjoy it.
I'm sure there are things that you do
that you love
as my husband that you don't love.
Yeah.
But you do them anyways. You don't enjoy them.
Yeah.
So.
But I enjoy you not having to do them.
Yeah. That's why you go to the recycling.
Perspective.
That's why you go to the recycling
center.
It's
all about perspective.
Yeah, but when you have a roommate, you're not necessarily focused on that perspective.
Well, maybe we should be. Maybe we'd all be happier if we actually treated everyone that way.
That's true. Food for thought.
Like a camera.
Ever notice your dog slowing down and having health issues and wonder, what can I do to make him better? Well, my friend, add Rough Greens to your dog's food for 90 days, and I guarantee you'll see changes that will amaze you. Greetings, naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black, inventor of Rough Greens here, and I invite you to give your pup the Rough Greens 90-Day Challenge. In the first 30 days, you'll see shinier coats and increased energy. By day 60, your dog will have a stronger immune system, less shedding, improved joint function, all due to the live nutrients that you've added to their diet. And at 90 days, better digestion, reduced inflammation, improved heart health, and you may even have reduced their cancer risk. Fetch your dog a free Jumpstart trial bag today. Go to tryroughgreens.com. Use promo code TRYRUFF. That's TRYRUFF. Go to tryroughgreens.com. Use promo code TRYRUFF. You discover the shipping. You don't have to change your dog's food to improve your dog's health. Just add a scoop of Rough Greens. Discover the life-changing benefits of Meow Greens for your cat. Ever see your cat slowing down or having health issues and wonder, what can I do to make them better? Well, my friend, add Meow Greens to your cat's food for 90 days, and I guarantee you'll see changes that will amaze you. Greetings, I'm naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black, inventor of Meow Greens, and I invite you to take the Meow Greens 90-Day Challenge. In the first 30 days, you'll see shinier coats and increased energy. By day 60, your cat will have a stronger immune system, less shedding, improved joint function, all due to the live nutrients that you've added to their diet. And at 90 days, they're going to have better digestion, reduced inflammation, improved heart health, and you may even have reduced their cancer risk. Fetch a free Jumpstart trial bag for your cat today. Go to trymeowgreens.com. Use promo code TRYMEOW. That's try M-E-O-W. You discover the shipping. You don't have to change your cat's food to improve your cat's health. Just add a packet of Meow Greens. Ever notice your dog slowing down and having health issues and wonder, what can I do to make them better? Well, my friend, add Rough Greens to your dog's food for 90 days and I guarantee you'll see changes that will amaze you. Greetings, naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black, inventor of Rough Greens here, and I invite you to give your pup the Rough Greens 90-Day Challenge. In the first 30 days, you'll see shinier coats and increased energy. By day 60, your dog will have a stronger immune system, less shedding, improved joint function, all due to the live nutrients that you've added to their diet. And at 90 days, better digestion, reduced inflammation, improved heart health, and you may even have reduced their cancer risk. Fetch your dog a free Jumpstart trial bag today. Go to tryroughgreens.com. Use promo code TRYRUFF. That's TRYRUFF. Go to tryroughgreens.com. Use promo code TRYRUFF. You discover the shipping. You don't have to change your dog's food to improve your dog's health. Just add a scoop of Rough Greens.